Hello, guys. What's up?
Hello, everyone.
How are you? Welcome back to the pod. Almost 30. We are so glad you're here.
So glad you're here. It's Lindsay and Krista. Thanks for joining us. On Thursdays, we do an episode with just us.
Yes.
We are on YouTube, by the way. Video content is something that we're doing now. It adds an hour to our day.
I haven't watched a single second of a single video.
Brusher. I know you haven't.
I will never watch. I will never.
I think it's exciting that we're doing this
now. I do too. And it's good to see our facial expressions, our guests and stuff like that.
I've seen some of you out there putting it on your actual TV, which makes me
That's amazing.
Happy.
Could you imagine? Oh my gosh, I love that. But yes, we're on YouTube. So I'm excited about Ask Me Anything episode.
Yeah.
Before we get into our episode for today, I think we're done with New Paradigm Workshop. All set?
New Paradigm is now in the shop. So we had another great season of workshops that were live. And now you can find all of our New Paradigm Workshops at shopalmost30.com. So this season, we had a breathwork workshop with Jenna Reese. We had poetic medicine workshop with Ngozi. We had a tarot and channeling workshop with Kiki Robinson. We did self-care with Danica Breisha.
It's just a good range.
It was awesome.
So those are all in the shop with our apparel workbooks and everything like that. So you guys can go shop your hearts out. And we're working on some new stuff behind the scenes this month, which is really exciting. Working on some new web stuff, new design stuff, new brand stuff, and then stuff for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't say anything more.
Yeah, honestly. We'll leave it at that. Where they're like, I love that. All like creators are like working on something exciting. Can't wait to share with you guys.
Coming down to pipeline.
Yeah. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. And it's like, they're working on something exciting. And it's like a sponsored post.
I love a countdown.
Yeah, honestly.
3 days till something exciting.
Honestly. 3 days till
we're probably going to do
something
that.
Something exciting. Yeah, we probably will. We'll only do it if it's a true benefit to you. But I think the website rebrand stuff is really, it's a benefit to all of us. We need a frictionless UX.
I'm sorry, what?
A frictionless UX.
US?
UX. Frictionless, and then UX, like a user experience.
Oh, I know, I knew what that meant. Yeah, good. I learn something new every day.
It's what happens when you date an engineer. you hear things about frictionless UX.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. Stay tuned for that. 2021 is going to be really, really exciting. Hope you all are doing well. We've recorded these intros pretty close to the episode, but with everything changing so frequently, like who knows what has happened in the days before, between us recording this and it coming out. So
that's 2020 defined.
Yeah, that is 2020. So we hope you are
rested,
truly taking
peaceful care
of yourself as much as possible. I know it can be really, really challenging, but you know, here for you. You can DM us. We have resources for you just, you know, in those moments with yourself, like the Inner Peace program, I think has helped so many people. It's super affordable and just a way to like really come back to that sense of peace that I really don't think we've felt all year. It's really been so tough. So our hearts are with you.
We got to reclaim that. So we're going to do a relationship, sex and love related Ask Me Anything. We were inspired by looking at our download numbers.
Or like everyone loves sex.
Yeah, literally. You guys are freaking hilarious. It's like, I'm like, I've worked so hard for this healing. And everyone's like, just tell me about sex. Tell me what position's best on our download numbers. It's hilarious. It's like all the first page is like most episodes that have sex in it are like in the top 50.
I get it though. You know,
I get it.
It's something that we don't really, really talk about publicly or even in like, I don't know, in like daily conversation.
Like in high school.
In high school, for sure.
Dude, what the hell was that?
It's disturbing to think about.
Dude, if my boyfriend had a freckle on his dick, my friends knew. Literally, they fucking knew everything.
You'd be at the lunch table and there's a banana. You're like, hold on.
Yeah, honestly. Let me practice. But it was crazy. What was that? You told your girlfriends
everything. Everything. Yeah.
Maybe the guys did too. I'm assuming that they did. Justin's like, no, I didn't tell anyone.
I'm like, okay. For sure. Oh, guys, definitely.
100%.
I was traumatized. There was one point, I gave some guy head for the first time in a back of a car. Someone found out and told my sisters. So I never told girls again.
I would, totally.
You know what I mean? Yes. I was like, fuck this.
Yes. I remember one time we were in fourth grade. And I, I'm not done.
Hurry up, speed up. What?
No. I was in fourth grade, and my best friend at the time, Chelsea Moeller, we were sitting in her parents' room, and her sister had just signed off AOL. But her chat was up, and her chat was up with her boyfriend, and she was talking about how she gave her boyfriend head. Her boyfriend, whoa. She was in eighth grade. We were in fourth grade, yes. She was in eighth grade. Our heads fell off. We were like, what the fuck?
Did you know what it was?
I think we probably did. I think, or we figured it out. Maybe she knew.
I wouldn't have known.
Maybe she knew and I didn't, but our heads literally were going to fall off. But you know what's funny is the same guy that she was talking about giving heads to in eighth grade, they're married now with kids.
Oh my God.
How hilarious is that?
That's really cute.
Isn't that cute? At the wedding, I should have been like, I'll never forget when in eighth grade you guys
the fact that you have a memory from eighth grade of like giving your husband head is darling.
Darling. Totally. But just that I'll never forget. I was like, whoa. It was like, it's like those moments when I just thought differently of her, which is my own programming. I was like, oh man, she's a slut now. 100%. Even with my sister smoked cigarettes for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I literally was like, I was spinning into an abyss.
Yep.
I'm like, cigarettes are bad. What?
I love going into a new year already feeling pretty good. You know what I mean? I don't want to wait till Jan 1 to be like, oh shoot, all right, let's start eating healthy. So that's why in December, I am on my Saqqara game, y'all. If you haven't tried Saqqara, Saqqara is a nutrition company that focuses on overall wellness, starting with what you eat. These are ready-to-eat, chef-crafted breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that are unbelievable. So delicious, so unique. I never ever get bored. They change weekly and it's delivered fresh anywhere in the US. Anywhere. Hi, you. In the US, they will deliver to you. I have experienced just like digestive harmony. It regulates my cravings. I'm never hungry. I just feel energized. I notice a difference in my skin when I'm eating plant-based. That holiday glow can be very real. So try Saqqara. We've loved them for a long time now. And I always, always recommend to people who are wanting to try a new meal delivery. So Saqqara is giving you early access to their only sale of the year with 25% off site-wide with code ALMOSTSAQQARA Black Friday. Long ass code, but a big ass discount. Okay. So go to Saqqara.com, Saqqara.com, and use the code Almost Saqqara Black Friday, ALMOSTSAKARA Black Friday is the code to get 25% off your entire order. There were certain girls in middle school. I wanted to be them so bad, but then I also feared for them so badly because they
were for them or of them?
For them and of them, yes. And I wanted to be them.
Yeah, totally.
I had a lot of emotions.
It was a nice little apex. You're like, hello.
In my mind, they were fucking 32-year-old women.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
So hilarious because you're wearing like Gap jeans when you're 32.
Well, I'm wearing overalls. They're wearing like JNCOs and very cool wide leg pants.
But they had hooked up earlier. Is that what made them older?
Yeah, it was like that. Like you had heard rumors that they went, you know, at a recess or wherever the fuck we were and like went into the woods and did whatever.
Yes.
And like in my mind, I would just imagine what it would be like. Yes. And like I would want to be that person that did that, but then I'd be so terrified. I'm like, what
really
happened to them?
Yeah, I was really scared. I think I didn't do anything until eighth grade, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just was like, it was scary. Same. I'm like, oh.
It is scary.
You know?
Because it was usually like the guy had done more.
Oh, totally. I mean, that's like...
And you're like...
Yeah. Oh, just no one knows what they're doing. And you're like, in like sometimes you're at movie theaters and stuff. Like, you know, or like...
Illegal. Illegal, dude, what I would do in a movie theater. Disgusting.
I know, illegal. Oh my gosh. And I remember like... in high school, when I was like sexually active, it was like so much kinkier than when you're older. Like, I remember like guys would be like,
it actually totally was.
Right? You're like, guys would be like, so what's your favorite place to have sex? And you'd be like, the golf course.
Like, can you imagine having sex on the golf course now?
I honestly told people I did and I probably didn't. But it was like, it had to be wild. It was like on the top of a car. And it's like, that fucking hurts your ass and you like would never fucking do that.
I remember with my senior year of high school, my first long-term boyfriend. And we drove to like, I pray my sisters aren't listening. We drove to like Tyler Park and like did it in the back of the car. Like the most uncomfortable thing
ever.
I've ever done. I definitely like threw out my back and like bruised my elbow. And
but who cares about you?
The park ranger walks up to the car. But it's like you go to these like really far ends to have sex and you're like, is this even worth it? But you couldn't have it at home because your parents were home.
Yes.
At least in my situation, there was no fucking way.
Yes.
But you would find like, the wilderness, and you're somewhere. Like, let's do it here. Let's do it on a lifeguard stand.
Yes, let's do it on a lifeguard stand. But you thought it was like kinky. We had a pool table in our basement, and one time I was like, let's do it on the pool table.
What are you gonna do with that?
Literally nothing.
Cue ball.
I'm like, am I on an operating table? Like,
dude, and the levels are just so bad. Like,
you have to be a very tall person to get up, and there's like that tiny ledge over the thing. Oh my God.
So your ass cheeks are like over the ledge.
And you don't even know what you're doing. You're like,
and it's I remember
one time, it was like 2 years ago, we were driving, me and Justin. I was like, let me like give you roadhead. He was like, that's literally the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I was like, I used to do it in high school. And he's like, I don't want that. He's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Did you say 2 years ago?
I was like 2 years ago. No, literally, I was like 30. And I was like, I just love to like fuck with Justin and like see what he'll allow me to do. Because he says no to everything I suggest. So he's like, no. I'm like, what? Like, I like thought you guys liked that. He's like, no. He's like, when you're in high school, you just take it how you can get it.
Dude, I had so much anxiety around roadhead, actually.
I'm sure you're in a car and you're sucking someone's dick with your head in their crotch. That's so dangerous.
But it was mainly around, and this is fucked up, but my college boyfriend, we would go on like road trips when I was like visiting him when he was like playing somewhere. And we would be driving for many hours, and I knew he would ask me to give him roadhead on the trip. And I would get so much anxiety. Oh my God. And like, he would get mad. And I'm like, this is unhealthy. And as if
getting mad is so funny.
As if I can just be like, no.
I know.
We think we have to in order to keep it alive. We're like, we
just pulling for strings just to like keep them happy. And they get pissed. It's like, what the fuck? I totally remember that. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I remember having sex. This is fucked up. And I'm acknowledging this too many times when I was like, whatever. They're going to be mad.
Yep.
They're going to be whatever. Yep. It's got dark.
Yes.
And just being like, what, you know, it's like, ugh.
Just get it over with.
Get it over.
Yeah.
That was literally my like whole first experience.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. God, that's literally so fucking funny. My gosh. And like, do you remember like in high school, I tried to like, what is it called? When you titty fuck?
Oh, I didn't have big boobs, so I never experienced an actual titty fuck.
I mean, but like, what's happening here? Like,
you're like, it's up on your chin.
And you're just like, yeah, totally. Like, the position is all crazy. It's just like,
how do you even, though?
It's honestly like so, like, even our age was so sexualized. Yeah. I can only imagine little kids with porn.
Oh my God.
Little boys. They're like, now I shit on your chest, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gone even further.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Terrifying.
I know so many of you out there are getting used to the idea of working out at home and how it can be really awesome. Truly, truly, there are so many options out there. I wanted to recommend Tempo.
Tempo is a complete home gym that packages a 42-inch HD touchscreen streaming over 500 live and on-demand classes. So awesome. The Tempo Studio includes a 115-pound Olympic weight set and other accessories in a sleek freestanding design, so it's not going to stick out in your space and make it ugly and weird. This fits right into any room that you want it to be in, and it's sleek as hell. You can review your workout stats, suggested classes, and leaderboard rankings on the Tempo Studio or with the Tempo iPhone app. It's awesome. So basically, they use 3D sensors and machine learning to analyze your motion and provide real-time rep counting, form feedback, and weight recommendations. Y'all, what the heck? This is like a trainer in your home without being a person. You can try Tempo for $0 down and finance as low as $55 a month for 36 months. For about $1 a day, the $39 monthly membership is sold separately and covers everyone in your household. So let's do this. Let's get fit. Let's stay fit. Let's start the year off right. You can go to tempo.fit and use the code ALMOST30 for $100 off. That's T-E-M-P-O.F-I-T. Use the code ALMOST30 for $100 off. I am on my hair care game. And if you are looking to up-level your hair care, I got you. Function of Beauty is for people who just feel like, hey, that shampoo, conditioner, that is not one size fits all. My hair needs are very specific. So they customize the hair care routine. Each is super unique based on like a little quiz that you take, and you specify what type of hair you have, how you want it to feel. Trust me, it's worth it. It's so worth it. So Function of Beauty's team has the right blend of ingredients. They bottle your custom formula. These ingredients are clean. They're vegan and cruelty-free. They never use sulfates, parabens, or any other harmful ingredients. Listen, if you can't take my word for it or don't want to, they have 50,000 five-star reviews and counting, so there you go. They now offer as well a new skincare line. It's the same quality and customization you expect now for your skincare routine. So what are you waiting for, y'all? functionofbeauty.com/almost30 to take your quiz and save 20% on your first hair care order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/almost30. Let them know you heard it from us, and to get 20% off your hair care order.
We should bring back Roadhead, actually.
I'm down. I'm trying to start a campaign to bring back Roadhead, but Justin's not into it.
Just like a handy blood.
Spirit. He's like, I'm not in eighth grade. I can wait 2 days to have sex.
I respect it.
Hey.
I respect it. Yeah, you're like,
I've got a horny fiance. Whatever, dude. My fiance's horny.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I guess we should get to your questions out there.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, man. That's so funny. This is the one that you should be watching on your TV. I'll tell you that much. Okay. We got a bunch of questions on relationships, sex, all the things. So we picked about 5. What negative relationship patterns have you had in the past, and how did you break them?
God, there's so many. I think the one that I really worked on breaking 2 years ago, maybe, was like the realization that I loved Justin, quote unquote, the most. You know, if someone's like, who do you love the most? You like love your partner. You know, you're like, I love my partner. And I wasn't treating him like I loved him the most. Mm. I would come home from work. And this was probably when we were building the podcast, working full time. I would come home from work and it was like, I've been at work all day. I've got to work out. I've got to work. And it was just like, hey, you know, you're just like, he was last on my priority list because he was close to me living together.
Yeah.
So I was never making time. I was never making eye contact, treating him like he was someone that I truly loved the most. So I think that shift for me happened like 2 years ago, where I was like, oh, I really need to make sure this person knows I love them the most, mm-hmm. and not just have this idea in my head that, oh yeah, they know. Because I think that's what my family and families I've seen sometimes do. It's like, oh yeah, like they're always going to be there. They know you love them. It's all out of love, but it's like, is it really? If you're never showing it or if you're never speaking to it.
Well, that's like a, yeah, I experienced that too in my family. And that's how like you learn what mm-hmm. love and affection kind of looks like in a certain way. So then...
just like neglect.
Yeah.
Literally.
Or just kind of this like taking for granted.
Yes.
That your family just know, you know I care about you.
Yes.
You know I love you. You know that, you know, you're my first priority. And it's like, yeah, but your actions don't say that to me.
100%.
You know, and it matters. I mean, I think you can say it till you're blue in the face, but if you're not actually showing it.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. I think making that shift so I could always remember that. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good one. I think for me, it's one that has definitely changed. I always went into a relationship wanting to change someone.
Mm-hmm.
I was always looking for the thing that either annoyed me or that was not my thing. Mm-hmm. Like my dad's pretty critical, and I think I have that in me where I just, it's easier for me to teach them my way of doing things or the right, mm-hmm. you know, what I think is the right way of doing things rather than really like be with how they are mm-hmm. and be curious as to why.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is even if something annoys me, I am wanting to know more about why they do that thing now. So it actually starts a conversation, be it like, literally, like when Sean eats cereal, I mean, it's like the
crunch.
It's the most annoying thing I've ever seen or heard
Justin
in my
loves
life.
Cereal.
And that would have like in the past set me off, which is kind of fucked up. But now we just like laugh about it, and it helps me to because I can say it out loud where I can be like, "Oh my god,
yes."
But we can laugh about it where I'm not holding it in, and like it just kind of compounds over time, and then I freak the fuck out and it's irrational all the way to something that's like a little more like belief based or whatever. It's more a conversation starter, like,
yeah.
Oh wow, like why do you believe that? Or, you know, was there something with how you grew up that like made you feel that way? Because this is how I grew up, or this is what I believe. And it's just a way for me to get to know the person even more rather than to judge them
mm-hmm.
and have it be on that side of the list that's like, these are the reasons why I don't like being mm-hmm. with this person, you know?
Yeah, like protecting yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I was like giving every boyfriend I had like makeovers until I was like with Justin.
Good one.
I'd be like, we should go shopping for you.
You're like, come here, snip, like, snip.
I love those jeans, but like, why are they so baggy?
I mean, I feel like a guy can always benefit from like a girl's sense of style, especially our sense of style,
yes.
Okay?
Because they always just get their mom stuff from like Marshalls.
I know.
You know?
I know.
No sense.
It's true.
And it's just, everyone wants to feel good. I think it's cool. I love that guys are getting a sense of style.
Yes.
Or like just expressing their style more.
And just...
throw them into the capitalist machine. Let them see how it feels. See how this feels. See how it feels to keep up with clothes for a few years.
It's so true.
Fuckers.
It's so true. Okay. Next one. Sex with a new partner. Should the first romp be amazing or does it take a few times?
I think you're asking because it may take a few times.
I think the first time sucked.
Yeah, literally. Let me assume that it's going to take a few times.
It is a scary thing though.
For sure. I'm trying to even think.
By scary, I just mean it's like, oof, it makes you think. What I've learned is, and even just in the people that I've dated throughout the years, not only just like who with Sean, but it does. Mm-hmm. And I was like judging the first time so hard. I'd be like, oh no, this isn't great. Mm-hmm. Like chemistry has to be there for this to work. And you forget that this person could be nervous. They could like, maybe they have anxiety in the bedroom. Maybe like it would be, you know, maybe just like a you know, if we're talking about a heterosexual relationship, like maybe it's like with a girl, we need a little foreplay of sorts, a conversation to get us going, something. So I would definitely say that like time and just getting to know the person helps with that chemistry, helps with that like comfort in the bedroom and performance and all of that.
Yeah, I think it's the communication.
Yeah.
I always wait. I've always waited, I think, to have sex too, so that, and I'm confirming that by going through my history. Yes, I have always waited with people that I've dated because it allows me to build trust and to like them, almost love them before we have sex so that that wouldn't deter me from thinking differently about them.
Smart.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you, like, so now I know them enough where I'm like, it's almost like I know them so much that the sex matters, but it doesn't really, that I know it's going to be something that if it was bad, we would work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always found that waiting is really helpful for that reason, just so that you can build and establish that trust in that relationship. So you're excited for it, so it feels good, so you guys can communicate, and then you can figure out what your style is after.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I never very rarely experienced that. I would always kind of like cut to that as for that to be the determinant of mm-hmm. like, will this work? But I think to your point, the communication. So if the first time wasn't great, it's like,
you should tell him probably.
But
you should shame him.
I do think that there's a really loving way to be like, hey, I can imagine that like you kind of felt what I felt mm-hmm. and I'm totally okay with it. You know, just making mm-hmm. it like a safe yes. space for someone to be.
Yes.
Because I think guys can get incredibly like sensitive over that
yes,
stuff. So it's like,
sure.
just being like, hey, like we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. And if there's something that like I can do to kind of make it better for you and vice versa, like let's totally work together.
He's getting tipsy too. I can't remember the last, I don't think I've dated a person where we had our first time sober.
I actually don't. I would always be fucked up, but like
my
don't.
First last time. But I think I've always been a little tipsy.
It's fun, but like I also. Yeah.
I mean, there's something too, coming in hot, fucking sober. That's
That's
baller.
That's the best.
That's the vibe. But it's, I've found that just being a little something.
Totally, yes.
You know what I mean? Little something. Little like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Just a little buzz. But
just like to get rid of your inhibitions, you know?
Totally.
So you're not like,
but that's kind of what happens naturally when you get to know someone. That's why it's like, as you really like vibe with someone and you're able to be like silly and yourself mm-hmm. and like, you know, fart in front of them and stuff. Like it just gets sexier.
Oh, sexy. Over at our crib, it's sexy town.
Okay, that was a good one.
You just have great questions.
Truly.
You're awesome.
I can't go a day without using my Nutribullet blender. Okay, I make my smoothies in there. I've made freaking hummus. I've made dressings. I've made soups. But it is unbelievable. It's so easy to clean. It's easy to use. It is top quality. I'm going to have this thing forever. Forever. And it's a great price. Check it out, Nutribullet.com. I'd love to tell you about my newest obsession from Nutribullet, which is their juicer. So I love fresh juice, but it's always been so messy, such a bitch to clean. Can't believe I spelled that out, but true. The Nutribullet juicer is designed for efficiency and convenience, so you can enjoy fresh homemade juice every day. Best part of it all, the Nutribullet juicer is incredibly easy to clean with dishwasher safe parts. Just pop it in there and it's just super fast juice without the hassle. So it's affordable. You can go to the farmer's market, grocery store, get all your favorite fruits and vegetables, juice them, get your body the essential nutrients it needs from all kinds of fruits and veggies. I've been making my favorite, which is a spinach, orange, apple, and carrot juice. It's good. It's a nice little breakfast juice. Anyway, I mean, the combinations are endless. Go to Nutribullet.com and use the code ALMOST30NATION for 20% off site-wide. Great gift for the holidays. Do not sleep on this. Nutribullet.com. Use the code ALMOST30NATION for 20% off site-wide. It's a parade in my pants. I couldn't resist. The latest sponsor at Almost 30 Podcast is an incredible brand called Parade. With confidence, I can say these are the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn in my life. Parade prides itself on being a self-expression brand. They make creative basics in a variety of sizes from extra small to 3XL. So for all bodies, and they start at $9. Y'all, I don't remember the last time my underwear was like less than 20, okay? They have styles including thongs, briefs, boy shorts, and has over 20 different colors to choose from. That's literally a color for every day of the week for almost 3 weeks. Sustainability, inclusivity, ethical manufacturing, and social justice all lie at the heart of the brand. Currently, 70% of their fabrics are crafted in a safe and fair working environment using recycled materials, but by January 2021, almost 100% of their fabrics will be produced using certified non-toxic recycled content. I am so fucking proud to get behind this brand and share it with you. It's 100% biodegradable packaging. It breaks down within 300 days. Y'all, listen, this is how companies should operate moving forward. They also commit to donating 1% of all profits to Planned Parenthood and can count Feeding America and the Loveland Foundation as just a few of the organizations they have proudly donated to over the past year. Go to yourparade.com/almost30 to use our 20% off code almost30 and check out the most sustainable $9 underwear on the planet. So that's yourparade.com/almost30 and use our code almost30 at checkout to get 20% off.
All right. How do you handle money with your romantic relationship? So whether dating or long-term, that's
a great question. He gives me an allowance every month. He gives me a $100 allowance every month that I use for groceries, and then I also use for
eyeshadow.
Yeah. But if I give him Roadhead, I get double allowance every month. I get double allowance for Roadhead. We talk about our finances for sure. I'm aware of all of Justin's finance situation. I'm aware of how much money he has in his 401k, his savings, all of his investments, Bitcoin, how much money he has in his savings and all of that. But we don't yet share money or split money. I think that will happen when we get married. We will like do a joint bank account. My thought is, who was I talking to? My friend Athena, her and her husband Tom do something where they put like 75% of their pay into their joint account. Mm. And then they take 25% and they can keep it for themselves. Cool. So I don't know what the discrepancy between their pay is, if she makes more, if he does, but they have their own separate accounts too. And I'll definitely keep my own separate accounts. We'll probably keep our investments separate because I think that will be our thing. But I think it's up to anyone. You know, it's whatever anyone wants to do. But I remember being in New York City and we were at dinner with this couple and they were like, they said that they had a joint credit card, which I felt like was a really good idea because then you could just put everything with the relationship on the card. And then you actually to build points as a couple. So you can build points and use those points for trips together. And I think doing stuff like that is super, super smart. But I think as a last thing, it took us probably, I'm trying to think of how many years, I think 2 to 3 years, maybe 4, until we were really open about finances, mm-hmm. where he was in a place where he was like in financial struggle and I was as well, when we were in New York, where we were like really honest. And then we've just been honest ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard conversation to have. You know, money, sex, like all of that is like very, very hard. But I think once you just open the door to it, it makes it so much easier. Yeah, with Sean, we've talked a lot about it and that's new for me. I'm like, what can I ask mm-hmm. you? He's like, you can ask me anything. I'm like, anything? Okay. And it's different. It's weird. I'm not totally comfortable yet, but I'm getting more comfortable as I like learn more about my own finances, where I'm investing, how I'm saving, what my cadence is. Like that helps me be more confident in the conversation mm-hmm. with him. But I'll speak on like the dating part. So, you know, I feel like, you know, if you're in a serious relationship, at least in my experience, there's a feeling of like, yes, it's always nice if we go out on a date and like, mm-hmm. you know, your significant other pays for dinner, say. But I also have, I don't know, if we're in this for the long term, I do love just going in on things together and having that equal investment in what we do. And sometimes like I'll take care of dinner or he'll take care of dinner. Like
it I just don't like to split it at the fucking table.
Oh yeah.
I remember I was dating this one dude for a while and he was like, do you want to just like split it? I'm like, dude, just put it on my card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
I don't want to throw our cards down when we're dating.
Yeah.
That's literally just me. That's honestly just me. It's a weird thing.
Yep.
It's a weird thing. I'm like, I'll just pay.
Yes.
You just take it all. I'll just take it all. Whatever.
Or I just like, and it's never really a discussion, but I'll just kind of note. I'm like, oh, that was so nice. Took care of dinner. And then like, I'll pick up groceries or whatever. It's just, but I definitely like used to kind of judge if the person didn't take care of dinner.
If you're going on a first date, for sure.
First date, fine. But I'm saying, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now I just feel really good about like, you know, basically being equal-ish.
Yeah.
Equal-ish in investing.
It kind of fucking sucks though. It's like, dude, what are we fighting for? It's like women are like fighting for like equal.
Well, like, I figure when I have kids, I'm going to be like, so.
100%.
This costs.
Yes, this costs.
Me, my
months.
Body.
Yeah, like what's my salary for 9 months?
No, for real.
Honestly.
It'll be a conversation. But yeah, I think our friend Ramit is a great resource. I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Bola Sokambi, Clever Girl Finance. There's so many resources. Nicole Lappin, Rich Bitch. These books really help start the conversation. Mm-hmm. They have like sections where like you can ask your partner questions and it's good. It's very adult. It feels good.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's personal to everyone how much you're making. If you have debt, if you have student loans, if they have debt, if they have student loans, how much they're making. Maybe some people are supporting, you know, their families. I think it's just very unique to where people are. And I think asking questions is best and not feeling ashamed and not feeling, you know, bad or scared about anything.
Yeah, completely. How do you get your man to go to therapy or your partner to go to therapy?
You schedule it for him and you tell him that he has to come. And then he sits there like, what the fuck? I think Justin and I, we've gone to couples therapy and I scheduled it, found the therapist. And just, you know, he's on board with whatever it is that we need to do to be better. Mm-hmm. And he's on board with it. So it was really just, he's not going on his own though. And I think, you know, there is something to men going on their own. Our friend Carly Stein of Beekeepers, her partner goes to therapy on his own and it's been extremely helpful. And I think for men, it can almost be, I don't know if this is right, but I want to say it. I feel like it would almost be more helpful for men to go to therapy because we have so many people that we can talk to, that listen to us, that like hear me, that see me. As women, I feel like we're such seers and we're healers in groups. And so I feel like men don't have that. Mm-hmm. And so for men to have that conversation, that like person they trust would be so powerful. So I think it's a really beautiful thing. But I think what you can position it as and what I position some of this stuff as is like optimal living, personal growth. Like, you know what I mean? Kind of position it as like performance and performance enhancing because it really does. And you just have to talk to them about it in a way that is their language, not our language.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not about like, you need to go. Yes. It's like really either a we thing, like.
Yes.
And or presenting an example of someone who maybe they like or relate to, who have gone to therapy in a very sneaky way. And then.
Yes.
See how they just kind of subconsciously take that in and respond to it. Because I think, yeah, it's hard when you don't see men doing that a lot. So it feels very like,
yes,
weird and isolating. Yeah. Yeah. With Sean, I'm in therapy. He's not currently in therapy, but he was like looking for a therapist. But he's like almost more personal growth stuff than me sometimes. He's like, so what are your goals? I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. But it's needed. You know, I definitely think like men keep it to themselves and just tough through more often. Like I see him doing that a lot and I'm like, it'd be so nice if you could talk to a professional who could just kind of parse that out. And like, you know, and I do think that, you know, when a male, if we're just talking about men right now, is in therapy, there is a way to I think with, at least with my therapist in the past and current, it's like, you're working with the female energy. And there's a way to also work with like more of the masculine too. So it's, yeah, applicable. But
could also do with something like BetterHelp. You know, we work with BetterHelp.
Yeah.
I think code is almost 30.
BetterHelp.com/almost30.
Yeah.
10% and you can, off.
This isn't an ad, but it really does help because it's really affordable. It's like $150 a month for access to a therapist that, you know, is someone you can text and you can do FaceTime calls with. So that's something that's more private at home, easy to access and affordable.
Yep.
So I think that's also a good suggestion.
Yeah, really good one. Okay, shall we do one more?
Yes.
How do you request your needs in a relationship? Like, how do we communicate that? Do you communicate it?
No. His needs are most important. We all know the man's needs are most important. My needs come last. How do I request my needs? Usually after arguing. Usually I'm passive aggressive until we get into an argument and then I will request my needs.
That's real though.
That's facts. And I'm trying to work on that. Because it's like I'll realize my needs after.
Yeah.
Kind of being totally annoyed or something. So I'm trying to get ahead of that. And I feel like just trying to do it with play, I think, is our thing. Mm-hmm. And then we do the 10-minute check-in like once a week where we just do, cool. What's it called? I forget.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Heath. Make Howie, or it's like.
Not Imago. That's different.
It's something, but we just basically take 10 minutes where he has 5 minutes. I have 5 minutes uninterrupted time, us just talking directly to them, looking at them, having conversation, or just talking. And then we reply at the end. So we kind of like can talk about the relationship, what's going on in life. And we know it's uninterrupted. We know we have the container. We know we can really utilize that time to be really honest. It's funny, like I think about, you know, my request, my needs requests, and I'm either doing the first thing or I am just able to be really playful or clear about my needs. But I feel like men aren't really able to be as clear about their needs as we are. So maybe this is my experience, but most guys that I've dated don't really have like the capacity to really understand like what their emotional needs are.
Or the language
and how to get those met. So I think it's really, you know, I don't want to put anything on us, but I do think that there is opportunity for us to engage them in conversation about what they're looking for as well. Mm-hmm. Because maybe we're just not asking.
Yeah. I guess I felt like too much emotionally for people for a long time, whether it was for my family or my parents or for a boyfriend. So sometimes like I'm really working on that part of communication where I could really like be present in my body and not let my, you know, I'm not saying emotions aren't healthy, but like not allow them to just fucking drive the moment and really be grounded and be able to just articulate what I'm feeling. I might not know what my needs are, but maybe that's the start to the conversation where it's like, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Okay, where's the source of overwhelm? I feel like you don't ever want to spend time with me, whatever it is, right? Like there's just, I think you're right. It is asking the right questions or starting the conversation in a way that, you know, hands the next piece over to them to like engage. Okay, so I'm still having trouble with that because I feel like he's very like emotional, but he's not like outwardly, I'm like crying, but like he's very like stoic. So sometimes that contrast confuses me as to what I really need. Because I'm like, am I being too much? Oh my God. Ah, I'm crying. What do I need? It just gets so crazy in my mind. So I'm really just practicing being like, no, like my needs are important. My emotions are important. I'm not too much. You know, I'm going from there.
And expressing outside of like what the reaction is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's like always the goal. But, you know, it's so much harder, easier said than done. But yeah, I love that.
These are great, guys.
These are great. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much.
I hope you guys all get married. I hope you guys get married to everyone you love.
And this is just our experience. We're not experts.
Yeah, literally.
But we appreciate you.
That wasn't clear by the roadhead. What do you want from me? All right. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for sharing with your friends. Growing our community, Almost 30 Nation is the best. You guys are incredible. We'll see you on Instagram, Almost 30 Podcast. I'm at It's Krista. She's at Lindsay Simsek, almost30.com, and then Almost 30 Podcast on all other socials. Come watch us on YouTube. And thanks for being a part of our community.
Yeah, we love you so much. Thanks again to our sponsors, Brooklinen, Osea Malibu, Bombas, Hawthorne, and First Leaf. All of those discount codes and links are in our show notes as well as on our website. It's holiday season, so we have brands that just span everything. So I would definitely check those out and see if you can, you know, get gifts for the people that you love. But thank you so much for supporting the show. We love you. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
See you soon.